Blog Talk Radio.
We're back on Your Mark, the hottest lesbian show on the planet.
And now the hottest lesbians on the air. In fact, the only lesbians on the air. Sheree and Baby.
On the air with Sheree and Baby.
Hello, Sheree and Baby.
Hello, Einstein. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. They call me Einstein.
I don't know why.
I'm part of a comedy act.
Hey, let us know what's on your mind. That's the name of the show. On Your Mind.
You know, if the conversation gets hot, you can even touch yourself. And afterward, call in.
Because my opinion is the only one that counts right now.
I'm talking 2-year-old rappers emerging out of the movie theater, causing mom toes and bitches.
That's it in a nutshell.
She's so straight up.
It's on your mind.
You better tune in, because you never know what'll happen.
I'll admit that I'm disabled, and I'm a bad thing about it. I have part of a disability that I know I have. But see, I'm admitted to that person, and they say, oh, you're retarded. No, I have mild retardation, but I'm still a quick learner like that. You don't want to mess with me.
But the word retard means to slow down, to retard.
And that means you're
something.
Stupid.
No,
that
no,
means
no.
They think you're
but
stupid.
Like, if I'm going to retard my driving, I'm going to slow it down. There are different ways to use that word. See, when I met you, I didn't think you were slow. I didn't find you slow at all.
Yeah, because I learned how to control it and hide it very well.
Okay.
I am more, because my disability, I am more advanced with my disability than anybody can think I can be.
Okay.
So, Sheree.
Yeah, me too.
Don't say maybe, just stop the dial and listen to the show. It's me with Sheree. What she's going to say, I'll never know. Give me a rhyme, give me a rhyme. The bitch has got me rhyming all the time. Give me a rhyme, give me a rhyme. We talk about sex most of the time. Give me a rhyme, give me a rhyme. Thanks for joining us on Your Mind.
Wait, Michael, when you were born, were you a partial abortion?
My dad told my mom, yes. He didn't want nothing to do with me.
We're so glad you survived.
That's kind of fucked up, though.
We are so glad.
You're glad.
Michael survived. Michael survived the abortion.
I'm glad he's in the world, though.
Yes.
We are too, Amber.
You know, because to have an abortion on the day the child is supposed to be born,
yeah,
that's really pushing it.
See, Michael.
That's long term.
He was born against all odds.
Well, you know, I had only one testicle, right?
No, I didn't know you had one testicle. Awesome.
Well, I don't know if I told you, but if it did not come down on when I was 13 or 14 years old, I am cancer free.
So, okay, so what, it didn't descend? Are you saying if it didn't come down?
No, I had to remove it, yes. I'm cancer free.
So, wait, you had cancer in one of your balls?
I could have.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
So, not only is he a half aborted person that's walking and breathing,
right?
He has one testicle.
He's cancer free.
And he's cancer free. And he's won gold medals.
You're an inspiration.
You really are for all the listeners out there.
Everybody out there that has been told that they're special.
He really is special.
Everybody out there that has a one nut. Everybody out there that has an ex-girlfriend that broke their heart.
Yep.
That didn't think they could heal from it. Michael has gold medals. Oh, yeah. You have gold medals.
He has gold medals. He has one nut.
He has girls.
He has girls. I mean, he has so many pluses in his life.
You know what I mean?
You should never, ever be depressed, Michael.
No.
I mean, seriously, you got a lot going on.
Everybody out there listening, take this as an inspiration. Michael is an inspiration. Do you feel inspired?
I'm inspired.
I'm inspired.
Mm-hmm. I am inspired.
This is Baby Teddy, and here's the joke of the week. The joke of the week would be, did you hear about the...
preacher that came to call on this old man, and he told him, he said, man, at your age, you should be thinking about the hereafter. And the old man said, I do, all the time. No matter where I am, if I'm in the bathroom, upstairs, in the kitchen, or down in the basement, I ask myself, now what am I hereafter?
This is Baby Daddy, and here's the joke of the week.
Angela.
Yeah, we don't mind
yeah?
that.
Can you tell me about my past about Danielle?
Well, when they want me to do that, I'll be happy to do that.
You can do it now. You can feel it.
Okay.
Can we get past a couple of drugs? Wouldn't you rather hear a psychic reading about Michael and Danielle? You know,
yeah, psychic
right.
reading from the bathtub. Ooh.
Baby's right. We'll talk about the drug in a minute. Because Angela Michael was asking about you earlier this week and wanting you to do this.
Oh, sweetie. I like you, Michael. You're adorable. I must say that. I'll
right.
be just two, maybe 3 minutes at the most. Okay, what is your birthday, Michael?
April the 5th, 1980.
April 5th. You really secretly love it when people compliment you. That's like the biggest motivator to get you to do something. You love it when people compliment you. Boy, I feel a lot of energy around you right now. I don't know if you have a change of job or a change of scenery. Are you moving? Is there a big change right now? Because I feel a lot of energy around you. And typically when I feel that, it means that there's been some changes. Big change.
If mom and dad dies, I'm going to go to my sister's house.
Oh, well, let's not talk like that. Let's not talk like that. Okay, I'm going to tell you what I see, and I hope that answers your questions. What I'm seeing is a lot of changes around you. Some of them are emotional, and you're not comfortable with that because you like everything to be routine, everything the way it's supposed to be. You like that. You don't like any disruption. I do
like
see
changes.
Like before in the past or maybe in the last month or two, there's been some emotional changes. Like I said, I feel a lot of energy around you.
Okay,
no, but
what
you
about
are
Jenny?
Such a wonderful person. Jenny, that feels cold. When you say
it's
Jenny,
cold.
I feel cold. I don't know why, but it may be that I just can't read Jenny, and that does happen.
Michael's on the phone. Is he? Hey, Michael, you're on the air with Sheree and Baby. What's up, honey?
Well, holla. What's up, guys? It's Friday.
Wow, Michael, you sound so strong and
yes, he does.
Clear tonight. I love the phone that you're using.
His house phone.
I love it. We're feeling great.
You remember when Angie told me I have energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that means.
You know what
was
the
great.
Hell I did?
What? What'd you do?
I walked to the post office.
Nice. I mean,
he walked to the post office. Her reading made him feel so good. He had the energy to walk to the post office.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's awesome.
How far is the post office from your house?
Riverside Town.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cause he like has a pep in his voice.
Yeah, you do.
You sure do, Michael. You sound really good.
That's awesome, dude.
So you went to the post office with your package there?
Yeah, thank you, sweetie. Did you get my message on Facebook?
No, I haven't been on Facebook except to put the bulletin out. Did you send me one?
Yeah, for to do the goldfish, I will have more options because what Angie told me about Jen is cold, so I'm going to leave her alone.
Well, he really did listen to Angela.
He did.
Okay.
There you go.
Well,
and then another thing, did you... You know, Sheree, that girl you took a picture in a short skirt in the convention, she's single?
She probably is single, and she will be probably at the AVN this year, hopefully.
We'll see her in January.
And I'll get you a picture. With I'll have her sign it for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, honey.
So I could dedicate this to three lovely ladies tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
To Sheree and Baby. To Mary.
Yeah. Give it to us. We're all in front of you. kneeling down in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
All
sure
of
us. And baby.
I'm
an, and Eric.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, baby. Oh, sweet.
Marianne.
My nipples are so hard right now.
They are. And then you'll feel really tight.
Yes, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, Alex.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, come on,
sex on the web, go to Live Fantasy Talk at www.sextalkonyourmind.com and enjoy your Live Fantasy Talk experience. www.sextalkonyourmind.com offers a live experience where your every fantasy can be fulfilled for only 99 cents per minute with a 10-minute minimum. Call 1-800-685-7908 now for the time of your life. Please enjoy all of the beautiful ladies that are waiting to make your sexual fantasies come true. Each girl has her own special way of making your experience like no other you have ever had before. You must be 18 years or older. If you are, your dream girl is waiting for you. Choose her extension and your fantasy shall begin. We have the most erotic, sexy, professional girls standing by to take your call at 1-800-685-7908. Go to www.sextalkonyourmind.com right now, and your Live Fantasy Talk experience is waiting for you.
Happy Something Thursday. If it's your first time joining us, let me tell you where you are. This is On Your Mind. It's the show where we talk about whatever the fuck comes up. And I'm your happy host, Cherie. And I'm sitting across from the very cute, the very large breasted and oh so talented, my beautiful wife, baby. Hello, my love, my family.
Hello.
How you feeling, honey?
I feel good.
That's good.
How you feel?
feel really good. I'm still having issues in the studio, though, just so you know.
Lot going on?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like you need a clean computer.
I don't know what the hell.
I mean...
Did you download something recently?
I've been going to the sticker store on the laptop. I have been doing that.
I might need to take, you know, computer into, like, what you call a Geek Squad or something, because, I mean, it's ridiculous.
I am a sticker woman.
We have the best internet connection you can have.
I mean,
so
you know,
no,
so we could bring it to the TV.
You know, there's no explanation for why what's going on is going on.
You know, I have been doing that.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Great movie.
That's a movie? Ghost in the machine?
Yeah. True?
I don't know
that. Oh, yeah. Shocker. Maybe I'm thinking of Shocker.
See, to me, it's telling me the show intro is still playing on my side. But I don't, I mean, I don't hear it.
I mean, we may be talking to you. You may be hearing the...
I just stopped it, so I'm hoping that's not what happened.
You know. You got to keep moving. Keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just watching my 600-pound life.
I love it.
You know, so many things to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true.
I'm dead.
You know, a lot of things to be thankful for, little girl.
You know.
But I'll tell you what I'm not going to be thankful for. I'm not doing 2 hours of this shit. So if something don't change...
I know that.
I'm just saying... Because I have some really cool public service announcement I wanted to tell y'all, and I can't even get to it.
You're so adorable. I love you.
Thank you.
You are the public service announcement queen.
Well, it's summertime, right?
Summertime.
And the average person, female, male, child, old, young, goes and swims.
Hey.
What you do in the summer?
Sunscreen.
You know, you go to the club, you go to the hotel, you go to your own home pool, wherever you go. You in the water and your eyes burn. Oh, man, it's the chlorine. It's sucking my eyes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, it's the urine in the water.
You know what? Why did I know that you were going to say that?
That is making people's eyes burn and red. More so than the chlorine.
You know what? Holly goggles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might hurt when you pull them off your eye socket and it feels like it's pulling out your eyeball.
Yep.
You know, and that sound, you know. And it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I can't really.
I mean, my vote, hey. I'd rather have the suction feeling from the goggles than someone's piss in
well,
my eye.
This will make you think, especially OCD people.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have OCD, which I don't, it's gonna make it makes me, you know, think.
Yeah.
When you go swimming and you have red eyes, it's because of the chlorine binding with people's sweat, urine, and other waste.
You know, that's why I say take a shower, please, before you get in the pool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you must, take a piss in the shower.
Yeah, I mean, that's no problem.
You're not hurting nobody.
Take a piss in the shower. Go right ahead.
You got some little flip-flops on.
But don't be peeing in people's pools.
In the, I mean, really.
Our pool, when I was little, my neighbor's, well, actually my neighbor's pool, you'd go and there'd be a sign-up, and it would say, welcome to our pool. Notice
there's
no pee
in
it. Please keep it that way.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Come on now.
Because I can honestly say, when I'm in a swimming pool, I don't pee in the water. Do you?
I have.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Why am I not surprised that Cherie peed in the water? I mean, for real.
You know, shit.
If I'm in the ocean, I pee. Sure, yeah.
Would you doo-doo in there?
Doo-doo in where?
In the ocean.
No. No. I wouldn't do that.
I wonder how many people drop in deuces in the ocean. Maybe that's why the sharks are biting people.
Maybe they're pissed off.
Maybe they're taking the shit.
Speaking of shark bite.
And the shark is small food.
If I could get to it, another kid got shark attack at the same beach.
No, another person.
This is four.
Oh, no. Get out of the water.
You think maybe y'all should, like, do something?
I mean, holla. Let's all watch Jaws. Remember the guy on Jaws? I mean, hey, the first one wasn't a problem. You know, he made quite a scene. But he was on top of things. You know? It was little kids with a fin.
Right.
Get out of the water! Get out! Get out! Oh, my God!
Right.
You know, and then the guy was like, dude, you got to calm down. Okay? You're wrecking business. I mean, but this year,
I'm trying to
cause for a change.
Get you some more information on it, but like I said, I'm having technical issues. But an 8-year-old boy was attacked off the same North Carolina beach. This is the fourth attack in maybe 2 weeks.
It just seemed right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we don't have sharks out here in Vegas unless they're at Mandalay Bay. So, I don't really know what the answer would be to that. But, I mean, long-term solution-wise, don't know. Short-term solution, stay out the fucking water.
Yeah, it could be you, man.
Hey, for real.
You know, your girl might be waiting for you to come home, finger her a little bit. Here you come back with your surfboard. And the finger you use is gone.
Shark ate it.
Yeah. What do you want from her, man?
I mean, you know.
Come on.
I don't know.
On that beat.
I wouldn't know. I don't
know. She's going to look at you and say, you dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you knew it's been happening. And now look at you.
Yeah.
With your surfboard. And your finger missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And she goes and calls her best friend. And there you go.
But for some reason, at this North Carolina beach, sharks are preferring children.
Oh, my.
Maybe it's population control of children.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You never know.
Or maybe these kids was bad and they like made, the parents made an agreement with like somebody, okay, you have the shark come eat Johnny's arm off, then Johnny might not be so bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't know.
Maybe that was it, honey.
You don't know, baby.
Do you know what I mean?
What I know.
God bless the children. How old are these kids?
Let's see. This one most recently is 8.
The parents need to be locked up.
Now,
you knew the beach had sharks in it.
Yeah.
He still took the kids in there. It was negligent.
Yeah.
No one.
That's true.
I mean, really. I mean, is it that hard?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, seriously, we don't have kids, but I'm like...
But if we had some, would we take them to a beach where people are being bitten?
Well, here's the thing. If these people have gotten bit at North Carolina Beach, okay... If we had kids, I wouldn't even take them to the beach in California, okay? Just because I would think that the shark might make a move and be tired of North Carolina food and want to go to California food.
We'll
be in the water.
Find a water hole.
You know, go take your children to a pool.
We'll go to the beach, and you know where the water goes up, where your feet are?
Right.
And we'll dig a little hole and let the water fill the hole and put the kid in the hole. I hope it doesn't get... suck down in the sink.
Well, 99.9% of America, there's a YMCA in your town. I mean, we are like the luckiest people in the world because there's 9,000 pools here.
You're in Vegas, yeah.
You know, but if you're somewhere with not Las Vegas, I mean, your friends might have a pool, a hotel might have a pool, the YMCA. You can go other places other than the damn ocean where a shark has eaten 4 people in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. This is what we would call an epidemic.
Seriously?
Hey, Evil Lori is going to be our Big Brother correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother's on again, what you say?
It premiered last night.
Premiered last night. We didn't miss it.
Yeah, because it's normally on in July.
But we will watch it at CBS.com.
We can watch it, because I have it.
What's going on?
I have it set up on demand, but it doesn't come on until tomorrow. But we watched on CBS.com tonight.
Yeah, man. See what's going on.
I know that there's a transsexual in there. That's one thing I do know.
A transgendered or a transsexual?
Transsexual.
Really? A whole shebang.
Yep.
Really happy to have Chloe in London on last night.
Yes, we are.
She was awesome.
Yes, we were. She was very good.
She's happy to be on.
For people that eat bumblebee tuna, we don't. We eat chicken of the sea.
Yes. So I grew up eating bumblebee.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't affect you now.
Oh.
Because now, two of the managers at a bumblebee plant cooked one of the other workers.
Ooh.
I mean,
wow.
Along with 12,000 pounds of tuna.
Yeah, he cooked his toe up.
They cooked him in the oven. This was back in 2012. They put him in a 35-foot-long oven and basically cooked him. They thought that the guy was in the bathroom.
You know what? Life is really good with no coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, they're cooking you and shit.
They thought he was in the bathroom, but he actually somehow fell into this oven with 12,000 pounds of tuna, a 35-foot oven. Nobody knew he was there because they assumed that he was knocked out in the fall. So they cooked him.
Wow.
With the tuna.
I wonder if he tasted good.
I don't know.
Dude, I was watching that movie Alive. Did I tell you guys? About the, was it Uruguay? Was it in Uruguay?
I believe.
The, was it soccer team?
I believe.
In an airplane, and they crashed, and they're like, well, we got to eat. And they're like, what are we going to eat? And they all start looking at the people that didn't make it. You know, it's kind of like that silent stare, you know what I'm saying?
What you say? You try to eat me.
You be some good eating.
Go ahead, say something rude.
Oh, that could
feed the whole plane for like a month. Go ahead, say it.
I had a dream about you last night and your friend Ronnie.
Oh, good grief.
I did.
What about, what's this dream?
And you were laying there and your sexy legs, your thighs were there, right? And he was liking the size, too.
Oh,
I didn't fight him, though. We were both feeling.
If Ronnie wants to have a threesome, you're down with a threesome.
I've always been more open-minded than you.
Yeah, that's true. She has, you know.
From the beginning.
I'm just not really one to share.
No.
I don't like to share my money, my food, my wife, my time. But hey, at least I'm not charging y'all to hang with me like some people.
Oh, no.
I won't mention their names, Cherie.
Okay.
$30,000 to watch me gamble for an hour.
Hey, we don't kick it. We, you know, you pay to hang out. I love that part.
Yeah.
That is totally going to be fun.
I already talked to her today, so we're going to, she wants to get together for dinner or drinks or something in the next couple weeks.
I mean, that was fucking hot. Okay.
I said, no, we got to pay. She goes, no, you don't have to pay.
She's hot as hell.
Make sure you ain't no hidden fee.
Problem said if you want to hang out, you know, I charge.
That is kind of hot.
Not that.
But what's even hotter is that she gets money. She really does.
Yeah.
She gets money. People pay her to hang out with her.
To kick it.
I don't know what kind of people those would be that you would have to pay somebody to hang with you.
I mean, that.
I mean, you know, I mean, I don't really know what to say about that. But,
I mean, where am I here for my birthday party?
Over yonder.
You know, I was going to give a shout out to my peeps. Well, you mind, Pete?
Oh,
my crew. Of course, Canons.
Well, I have a. Can I have another?
Everybody
that
I haven't mentioned. It's huh?
Another public service announcement.
Sure.
It has no effect on us, but people in Florida. We have listeners in Florida. This man went swimming on a Florida beach called Pine Island Beach.
Right.
And as a result, contracted flesh-eating bacteria from the water and died. And the really shitty part is Florida has not issued any kind of health department notice or warning or anything. So more and more
people have to get the flesh-eating disease before they announce something.
Yeah.
And it's like that poor girl, she was so hot, blonde chick, real sexy. Had a hot boyfriend, everything. Went zip lining. Tiny little cut. Next thing you know, the girl was reduced to a damn head, neck, bodice.
Yeah.
No kind of arm, leg. I don't know where the boyfriend went, but she didn't go zip lining anymore.
You know that the...
I mean, serious, you know. Be happy with the limbs you have.
This man was only 26.
Okay.
Dead. Why was dead? Because he went swimming in the ocean.
See? I'm talking.
Now, I ain't miss suing society. I don't sue people. That's not
who we are. Yeah.
But if this has happened, apparently he was the first case, and still the Center for Disease Control has not put a notice on the beach, hasn't closed the beach, hasn't done anything. So if another person has happened to, looks like a lawsuit would need to happen.
Well, I mean, you know, get some Lysol or something.
You can't put Lysol in the ocean.
I mean, you've got to do something.
Again, stay out the ocean.
This flesh-eating disease is just horrible.
But that bacterium, the Necrolophilus, whatever it is called.
Yeah.
It thrives in warm waters.
Yeah.
And the hotter it's getting.
And be careful in lakes in the summertime.
The warmer the water's getting.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would make,
watch that shit.
It would make sense to me that the more bacteria is going to be there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got to be traumatizing. You know, you go to bed, you're cool, you wake up, half your arm is gone. I mean, you can just imagine the shock.
I can.
And all.
What would you do if you woke up and you had your face was gone?
Pass out.
Sorry.
I would pass out. I'd be like, oh my God, my Instagram. Oh no. Where is Fat Cherie? Maybe if I was still fat, I'd have some flesh.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
you
the
know?
Face would still be there.
That, I mean, at least some of it. Golly.
Well, one thing we ain't doing is swimming in the ocean. Another thing we ain't
doing. You know, I love the ocean.
We ain't going to be swimming in the Florida ocean, okay?
Have it, please. Remember that? Billy Ocean. Hey, look up Billy Ocean. Let's see where
I can't there. Really look up much of nothing right now, okay?
Not,
I mean, it's crazy. It's driving me insane.
It's not right.
So, this would kind of freak you out, freak anybody out. This 92-year-old woman from Chile.
90?
She fell.
Oh.
So they took her to the hospital to check her out.
Yeah.
While she was there, they x-rayed her abdominal cavity.
Yeah.
And found that she had a 4.4 pound fetus in her abdominal cavity. A 92-year-old lady.
How long has this thing been in there?
At least 50 years.
Ooh! Ooh, ladies!
Yep.
Could you imagine?
That
same girl in Chile, how creeped out would you be? And that was in there 50-something years. I mean,
that they have
pussy licks that don't stink.
I don't know, because they have a condition. This is called lithopedion. And what that is a fetus dies and then calcifies outside of the womb. Somewhere just floating around in your innards.
Oh, see, no. We're not having that kind of party.
So apparently this woman had not previously had any kind of x-rays or CAT scans or anything done, because they would have seen this 4.4-pound fetus.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So the question I'm asking you, this 50-year-old that's been inside her for at least 50 years, possibly longer, 4 pounds.
But wait, my ladies out there. Lesbians, hetero chicks, bi chicks, any of us who've ever fucked guys. We can have a fetus in us and not know it.
Yeah.
Now that is some fucked up shit.
You could have a fetus in you and not know it. If you can't.
Honey, let me have some kind of fetus.
Yeah, you have some kind of fetus.
I know, that's right. We'll just say.
But I'm saying.
Exit.
If you were going to have a fetus that was hidden, you wouldn't because you've had, you know, x-rays
or
whatever.
Oh, yeah, even if there's no baby up in there, like, chilling and dead.
Because this would have come up on any x-ray, CAT scan, anything, but the woman just didn't have anything like that until she happened to be 92.
What's wrong with her?
I mean, I don't know. She is not getting the memo.
She's not getting it. She's not getting the memo. Okay. Please.
So I
get your box checked.
I thought I would, you know, share that little tidbit with you. But I know that'd freak you out.
But I figured how long are we going to wait here to get internal? You're 92. What's going on?
No, I'm not saying she didn't get a woman exam. It wouldn't be found in the woman exam. She would have to have gotten an x-ray of her stomach for some reason, a CAT scan.
Maybe
it could have even been seen on a colonoscopy. I don't know.
You mean the doctor didn't go up there far enough to see if there was a baby in there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, no. Jesus Christ.
So,
and we gotta get all advanced technology so you can feel up there and see if there's something floating.
Well, yeah, kind of.
I mean, on Hand and Rock's Cradle, that guy was pretty out of control.
He's a creepy dude.
You know what I mean?
Creepy dude.
Yeah, reaching all up in there with no gloves.
Creepy dude seems ridiculous.
Is it right?
I mean, it's not, babe. It's really not. Did you know?
I use my sunscreen. I have it on right now.
I like how it smells.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
Is leaving America's Got Talent?
I know. I saw that.
This will be his last year. So, I guess I can't get Sheree to watch America's Got Talent with me anymore.
That's one of my man passes.
Because the only reason she watches it now is for her boyfriend, Howard Stern.
That's it. And my other man pass is Dr. Phil.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But yeah.
Personally, I don't understand why your man passes would be those two. I mean, my man pass would be like Shamar Moore or, you know, I mean, you know, give us some man passes. If you see it, you know. But Howard and Dr. Phil?
I love them.
I know you do.
So now I will probably not ever watch American Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was fun watching him on there.
Yeah, he's funny because he totally took over the show.
Oh, it was great.
He literally took it over.
The show.
You better not tell him it wasn't. You better not tell him it wasn't.
It was adorable.
I was going to tell you something. I'm going to play something for you, Bob.
You know.
It just ain't happening. It ain't happening right now because I finally got the new weed song that Moby wanted.
Moby did, everybody knows, request a new weed song.
Mm-hmm. I'd never heard it before.
Even though it is not Locked Out Wednesday.
Right.
We know that the peeps all over the streets are ready.
Mm-hmm. And try to play it for him.
Okay.
Try being an opportunity.
I love Last Night Chloe. What? I'm smoking weed. You know.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Chloe's so cute.
And holler at all the...
Holler?
I did say holler.
Yeah, you just did.
That was very white.
It's all...
Holler!
It's all the sweet tea she's been drinking.
You know, baby, you made some good sun tea.
She actually finished it off for me because I was gone. So she brought it in, put the sugar in it, you know.
Made it. Goodness. I never had so much tea in my life. I mean, this is some good tea.
A lot of people know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Maybe you ain't getting a song.
This is great.
I mean, maybe you ain't. Really?
Wow.
It's not working?
No. Do you see what I'm working with? Nothing.
Remember Kristen Bell? I'm not walking. He's walking.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm thinking about the hell with this. Did you say you quit? You walked it off. I'm walking out the studio. You walking out the studio yet? Because I can't even end the show. <laughs> Okay. I'm stuck with you. Y'all are stuck with us all night. That's what it is. Three babies gonna be here with you all night. Oh, let's see. Okay, we're gonna do math, huh? I can do it from right here. I'm gonna have to do it from, I think.
That's really awesome. What? That I can do it from the phone? We can do it from, you know.
Look, do you see what I'm working with? What do you see there? Anything? You no, or anything?
Really? Bueller? Anything? Bueller?
Anything? I don't see nothing. So,
Hey, somebody died today?
Dick Van Patten died. The father from Eight Is Enough, but I think it was yesterday.
Did he?
I believe it was yesterday.
He's
like 900 years old.
He always reminded me of the lady from Murder, She Wrote.
Angela Lansbury?
Well, they both remind me of those dogs.
Shih Tzus?
Well, Angela Lansbury totally looked like her dog. Okay.
Yeah, she's
keep it real.
She ain't lying to y'all. She looked good.
She is she still living?
I don't know. Heaven forbid me try to look it up. So that'll have to be a question for next week. Okay, while I have what I need, you just need to may as well say goodbye because I ain't doing this for another hour. We're not.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to.
I'm just going to throw this computer.
Wish everyone a wonderful Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
We love you very, very much. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Look. This is live radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you very, very much.
You already sat there.
And we're on your mind.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. This has been.
Say that slow. Good Go ahead and try this again.
And on your mind. Production.
Good job.
Stay away from toxic people.